great to be learning together. Svardik Tshuva of the Week. This week we're going to go through, for the women's tshuva, we're going to go through the topic of whether women who light candles for the first time should make a shehecheyanu, and also the kala, right, who's lighting candles for the first time, or the kala also going to the mikveh for the first time, should she make the bracha of shehecheyanu. So this goes already a broader issue, an old issue, the question whether you make the bracha on shehecheyanu, a young man when he puts on tefillin for the first time, or a man, is his new tefillin, does he make a shehecheyanu? So already Rav Avadja summarizes the issue. This whole discussion is coming from Rav Avadja in Chelot Tishvot Yichavadat, Chelik Bet Siman Lamed Aleph, for a beautiful four-page summary of this rich issue. The Rambam follows the Tosefta that you make a bracha on tefillin, the young man for the first time, or even a man at an older age that has tefillin for the first time. The Rambam follows this Tosefta. However, the Tosfot already quotes from Rav Shirira Gaon, goes back a long way, that this is a Tosfot in Menachot and Masechet Sukkah, that the bracha of shehecheyanu was only recited on a mitzvah that comes from time to time, such as shofar, lulav, megillah, ner Chanukah, as opposed to tefillin. Now it's interesting. There's a problem with this. What about pidgin aben? Well, the Rambam is insisting that any new mitzvah, such as pidgin aben, should be the tefillin should be the same thing. But that's not what that's not what Tosfot say. So it's an interesting issue. So who's fal halacha l'maaseh? So the Torah says you put on a talit, new talit, you make a shehecheyanu like the Rambam, but he does not say about tefillin. And the Beit Yosef explains that's because tefillin doesn't come from time to time. The Torah follows the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Torah follows the Tosfot and not the Rambam. And what about the talit? Why do you make a bracha on the talit? But it's a beged, that's already a garment. So it's like a new garment, and you make shehecheyanu. Now, Shulchan Aruch rules, like the Tur and Tosfot, that you only make a shehecheyanu on a mitzvah that comes from time to time. And that's the psak of Maran Achida, of Mamar Mordechai, and Chaim Palachi. Even though the Taz disagrees, and says you should make a bracha, nonetheless, you have all these poskim who say no bracha. And this is the minhag, except for Moroccan Jews. That's more of a discussion about tefillin for the first time. But they are also amongst many Moroccans. At first, they put on the talit, make a shechin on talit. I have in mind that it will also cover the tefillin they're going to wear for the first time. So it's not so clear the Moroccans follow the Rambam, but different opinion, different practices amongst the Moroccans, but generally speaking, Rav Avadja says the minhag is not to make a bracha on tefillin that you wear for let's put it this way, new tefillin. Now, what about you say a mitzvah that you do for the first time, not just new tefillin? What about a mitzvah that you do for the first time? So Sefer Oker, who's one of the Rishonim, says that you should make a bracha on the first time you do a mitzvah. And the Rama actually rules like this in Yerodeya, Siman Kafchet. And based on a Gemara Menachot that says the Kohen who brings the Korban Mincha makes a shehecheyanu. So Rashi believes that this is because it's the first time he's doing the mitzvah. So you see from Rashi, he says the first time you do a mitzvah that you make a bracha. However, Tosfot disagree. No, this is the Kohen is coming from his, this is every Kohen would make this bracha. Because the Kohen only serves twice a year, because we have the mishmar of every 24 weeks, and even every mishmar is divided into Beit Av of six Batei Av, so they're going to only serve 6 days. They only serve 2 days out of the entire year, so it's a mitzvah that comes from time to time. So it's more like it's more like shofar, lulav, megillah, ner Chanukah that comes from mitzvah that comes from time to time. And if therefore you would make a shehecheyanu, maybe it makes sense. Say that it's thank you for bringing me to this time. So we got to this time, so it's a mitzvah that's during in certain times. And this is Tosfot l'shitato, consistent with what he said earlier, that the bracha is not made on new tefillin, on a mitzvah that does not come from time to time. And even though the Rama rules They do make a bracha and a mitzvah for the first time. Nonetheless, the Shach says that the halakha doesn't follow that. Rabbi Yaakov Castro, he says the halakha doesn't follow it. And at the end of the day, Rav Avadya says, you have our famous rule that safek brachot la'akel. Even if that doesn't convince you, so even this is the Gemara from Menachos, it's not necessarily a raya, not necessarily a solid proof, because perhaps maybe the only reason why the Kohen who brings the Korban Mincha for the first time makes a Shachianu is because it takes special training, not a mitzvah that doesn't require special training. So the bottom line is Rav Avadya says that this is a quoting from Maron Achida, that a woman who's lighting candles for the first time does a kala, the first time she goes to mikveh, no bracha. It says Yeshim Chod B'Yadam, should object. Even though there are those who say to do it, he still thinks it's the wrong thing. Even though Rav Avadya says that there's some who want to make the argument that this rule of Safek Brachot La'akel does not apply to the question of Shachianu. However, Rav Avadya quotes a long list of poskim, starting from Maran Beit Yosef, the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, and many, many others, Maran Achaviv, Maran Achida. This, the rule of Safek Brachot La'akel applies to Shachianu as well, and therefore Kala lights candles for the first time, or goes to Mikveh for the first time, should not make a bracha. He's very, very concerned that if they do that, they violate the Isur of Bracha Shem Mitzricha. Wishing everybody a great day with much bracha, much briyut.